Page 80.
Sundari, read and enjoy this story.
Sundari was a big red, white and blue kite. When Bobby made her, she smiled at him.
Ah, you are beautiful and I will call you Sundari,
he said. One day, Bobby took Sundari to the fair.
Yay!
The band was playing and everyone was smiling. A merry-go-round was playing a happy little tune. It was carrying lots of boys and girls round and round on its wooden animals. Bobby looked for an open space where he could run and fly his kite. Sundari looked too. Out in the grass ran Bobby, holding up his kite as high as he could.
Woohoo!
Puff! The wind came along. Sundari started to fly up. But she could not go very high. A little dog was holding on to her long tail. It was in his mouth. Bobby shooed the dog away.
Shoo! Shoo! We will try again,
Bobby said. This time, Sundari leaped up in the air. She tugged hard. Oh, how she wanted Bobby to let go of her string. Oh, how she wanted Bobby to let go of her string. She gave a big tug. Bobby had to let her go.
Whee!
Cried Sundari.
Now I can fly as high as I please.
And away she went. She flew up, up, up in the air.
Adapted from Clio by Ruth Dixon.
New words.
Band.
Dizzy.
Smile.
String.
Tug.
Wind.
Let's read.
I feel dizzy on a merry-go-round.
The band was playing a tune.
Page 82.
Reading is fun.
Who made Sundari?
Why did Bobby call his kite Sundari?
Did Sundari fly very high at first?
What made Sundari really happy?
Let's talk.
Do you like to fly kites?
Who helps you to fly kites?
Let's share.
Take the objects you need to fly a kite. Color the kite.
Here you can see pictures of various objects and a kite. A stick.
A roller.
Glue.
Pair of scissors.
Basket.
Paper.
Ball.
Name the objects in your own language. Page 83.
Trace over the dotted lines.
Here in this picture, you can see some lines. Follow the lines and connect the dots to complete the lines. Follow the same pattern for each and every line. Page 84.
Let's do.
Look at the pictures and tell the story in your own words.
The umbrella and the crow. In the first picture, you can see a girl walking bare feet. She's holding an umbrella and enjoying the rain.
In the second picture, a crow flies by, stealing the girl's umbrella.
In the third picture, the crow flies away high into the sky with the umbrella in his hold.
And in the last picture, you can see the crow sitting on the tree with the umbrella hanging on a branch, with its young ones inside. Page 85.
Rearrange the following sentences in the right order to make it into a story on the left page.
A wind blows.
It is raining.
The crow flies away with the umbrella.
The girl has an umbrella.
The umbrella is now a nest.
The umbrella hangs from a tree.
Now say the story in English using the words rain, wind, crow, nest, is, has, blows, flies.
Let's read and write.
Here are some words given below like crow, girl, nest, crow, girl, next, and these words are repeated. Connect the dots to complete each and every word. And again, follow the same pattern for the next line.
And then there is the word tree.
Wind.
And follow the pattern for these two.